Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Nyman Show. Today is Friday, November 6th, 2020. We broke a record yesterday, and Dr. Nyman would like to go over the latest COVID updates. Dr. Nyman?
Okay, thanks, Ryan. I thought it would be useful to bring the pandemic up to date. The election's kind of taken up a lot of the news. Few of these numbers have been mentioned, but the coverage has been limited, and the results are pretty dramatic. These results are not unexpected, but now they've actually happened, and the trend is very clear-cut, so I'll probably be doing regular updates, like daily updates, because it's clear that this is the fall wave, and it's going to get very intense, and exactly how bad it's going to get, how quickly, is just still a little bit up in the air. But there are some that are suggesting that the number of cases is going to go up to the 200 to 300,000 per day range. And that would be without precedent. And it would essentially do what was projected, and that was that the fall wave will be much worse than the two earlier waves, which are really in the herald wave category, which are what it looks like when the virus first begins to spread in humans. And then the fall wave, it's established and it's widespread. It's not localized into a few cities or a few states or even one region. It's throughout the country, and the numbers start to go up, and they go up to record levels. So just as a reminder, the numbers I'm going to be citing this morning really come from the state reports. I'm just using the 50 states plus the District of Columbia. There are actually somewhat higher levels that some other sites include, which would be the VA isn't included in state totals. Prisoners aren't included. Indian reservations aren't included. U.S. territories aren't included. All of the above that are not included are U.S. citizens. And one of the difficulties from these other locations is they're not really localized. You'd have to do a lot of additional reporting to identify where the prison outbreaks are, or which states the Indian reservations are in. And so it would be a much more involved total. So the total I have really just takes these 51 reports. Most of the states report daily. A small subset don't report on the weekend. A few of them report on one day on the weekend and not the other. And so the more complete data really comes from the totals during the week. And they generally follow a pattern that on Monday they're reporting Sunday's data, so they're generally low. Tuesday they start to get back to normal, and then Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are progressively higher. So I'm going to just go back to these end of the week totals just as a review. Wednesday, the total got up to 103,957. That's a record for just typical PCR responses results. There was one day last week that it got a little bit above that level when data was included in Florida for antibody tests, which were done kind of batch-wise, for about 8,000, and that led the total above 100,000. Without those antibody tests, it was at 98,000. So just on the PCR level, Wednesday's was a record. It was 103,957. The deaths were starting to go up. They were at 1,111, actually. And just to give a sense as to how widespread it was, states on Wednesday that were reporting big numbers like 3,000 or above included California with 5,316, Michigan with 4,397, Illinois with 7,538. Florida with 4,423, Texas with 9,627, Ohio with 4,071, and Wisconsin with 5,935. Several other states reported more than 3,000. And I just read those off to give a sense that geographically these were dispersed. Some of these states were larger ones that had been reported earlier, like Florida and Texas and California, but they were joined by several other states that were reporting at least 4,000 cases. And then that trend continued yesterday when another record was set. This one was significantly higher. It was 118,642. And yesterday's numbers for those that were if we do the same cutoff, if they were 4,000 or above, California had 6,349, Michigan had 6,103. Illinois had 9,935, Florida had 6,257, Texas had 8,594, Ohio had 4,961, Indiana had 4,412, Colorado had 4,077, Missouri had 4,499, Wisconsin had 5,922. So again, you can see how widespread those were. You can also see that there are even more states that got above 4,000, and there was a healthy number that were above 3,000, and quite a few that were very, very close to 3,000, 2,800 or higher. And so, again, to get to 118,000, or actually it's closer to 119,000, the cases were widespread. And 4,000 cases a day was usually a very unusual number in the past. Because some of these larger states will get that high. But only states with very significant outbreaks would break 4,000. And now there's quite a few of them. And the first report for today is from Iowa, and Iowa is now also broken 4,000. Today's report is 4,255. So it is likely, it is virtually certain that yesterday's record of 118,000, it will be broken today. So it'll get well above 120,000, maybe 130,000. And because the numbers have gone up so dramatically this week, it seems likely that this will be repeated next week. And so Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be significantly higher than this week's days, and they'll get progressively higher. And so by a week from today, by the end of the day on Friday, it seems likely that the number will be up to at least 150,000 a day, and possibly up to 200,000 a day by next Friday. So there hasn't been that much attention given to this. Pandemic didn't start November 4th, as Trump had predicted. He's, I assume, going to be, you know, claiming that the election wasn't real and be fighting that. And he will essentially be ignoring the pandemic as these numbers continue to explode. His task force is really AOL. The only person that seems to have any influence is Scott Atlas, who's essentially taking a hands-off, let herd immunity control the virus, which would make things even worse. But the prediction is that these numbers will continue to go up, that the virus is going to spread more easily because it's cooler weather in the north. It'll spread more easily because it is starting from a very high level. And it's possible that the flu season will compound things as far as putting pressure on healthcare delivery. It's also possible that the pandemic will be so overwhelming that the flu season really won't be very high. And but the bottom line is, this will be a crisis. It will tax the healthcare delivery systems. The deaths will start to go up in the next several weeks. Yesterday it was a little higher. It was 1,136. You know, it's about 15 or 25, I should say, higher than the day before. That number will probably get closer to 2,000 by, of course, the end of the month. And the pandemic is something that needs to be attacked and managed. As far as vaccines aren't going to be ready in quantity until next year. And it's still not clear, you know, how many are actually going to get approved and when they're going to get approved. So I'll do another update probably at the late tonight or tomorrow to see what today's number is. But it has to be above 120 and could be up to 140. And will not bode well for what the numbers will look like next week. That's it for now.
Thanks, Dr. Lehman. Listeners, please always look at our website, RetirementMX.co, for all the latest updates, and we will continue to follow the COVID pandemic as it evolves. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day.